Deuteronomy, chapter 7. When Yahweh your God will bring you into the land where you go to possess it, and will cast out many nations before you, the Hittite, and the Girgashite, and the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when Yahweh your God will deliver them up before you, and you will strike them, then you will completely destroy them, you will make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Neither will you make marriages with them, your daughter you will not give to his son, nor his daughter will you take to your son. For he will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods, so will the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you, and he will destroy you quickly. But thus you will deal with them, you will break down their altars, and dash in pieces their pillars, and cut down their asherim, and burn their graven images with fire. For you are a holy people to Yahweh your God. Yahweh your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession, above all peoples who are on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But because Yahweh loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of slaves, from the hand of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Know therefore that Yahweh your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. And repays those who hate him to their face, to destroy them, he will not be slack to him who hates him, he will repay him to his face. You will therefore keep the commandment, and the statutes, and the ordinances, which I command you this day, to do them. And it will come to pass, because you listen to these ordinances, and keep and do them, that Yahweh your God will keep with you the covenant and the loving kindness which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you, he will also bless the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the young of your flock, in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. You will be blessed above all peoples, there will not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which you know, he will put on you, but will lay them on all those who hate you. And you will consume all the peoples that Yahweh your God will deliver to you, your eye will not pity them, neither will you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. If you will say in your heart, "These nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them?" You will not be afraid of them, you will well remember what Yahweh your God did to Pharaoh, and to all Egypt. The great trials which your eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the outstretched arm, by which Yahweh your God brought you out, so will Yahweh your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. Moreover, Yahweh your God will send the hornet among them, until those who are left, and hide themselves, perish from before you. You will not be afraid of them, for Yahweh your God is in the midst of you, a great and awesome God. And Yahweh your God will cast out those nations before you by little and little, you may not consume them at once, or else the beasts of the field will increase on you. But Yahweh your God will deliver them up before you, and will discomfit them with a great discomfiture, until they be destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will make their name to perish from under heaven, no man will be able to stand before you, until you have destroyed them. The graven images of their gods you will burn with fire, you will not covet the silver or the gold that is on them, nor take it to you, or else you will be snared in it, for it is disgusting to Yahweh your God. And you will not bring something disgusting into your house, and become a devoted thing like it, you will completely detest it, and you will completely be disgusted by it, for it is a devoted thing.